Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. Small Business Consulting to Go is sponsored by SmartVault. Transform QuickBooks into a simple document management system.
Hi, this is Darren Root, the executive editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and you're listening to episode 26 of Small Business Consulting to Go. First, I would like to thank our corporate sponsor, ADP, and our Small Business to Go sponsor, SmartVault, for today's podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the awesome add-on awards that were awarded in November by the Sleater Group. And with me today, I have my regular host, Doug Sleater, who is the president of the Sleater Group. The Sleater Group's a national accounting software consulting firm with over 600 members in the U.S. and Canada. So welcome today, Doug.
Hi, Darren. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. You know, we just finished your conference in early mid-November this year, and I got to tell you, it was fantastic. You did a wonderful job.
Well, thank you. I think we had a great audience, grew the attendance this year, which was good to see in this kind of economy, to see people are still investing in educating themselves. And the lineup of speakers were just fantastic. The people who, and you're one of the main ones, I'd like to thank you, but the people that bring their content to basically educate our audience is something that I just thank them so much for.
The one thing I noticed, you know, I've been at, I can't even count the number of conferences I've been at this year, Doug, but the thing I noticed about yours is your audience is the most engaged. Of all the ones I go to, the people, the attendees at your audience are the most engaged with not only each other, but with the products and vendors and the speakers, and they are totally there to learn, and it makes for a great environment.
It does, because you go to a conference partly to, you know, get your CPE or, you know, learn something, but the other part that's hard to measure is just how much you take away in terms of your experience. And sometimes your experience at a conference has to do with who you met there, what you talked about, maybe even at a social level, if not a technical level of, so I've got a client that we've been doing this, you know, you trade war stories with each other, and it's amazing how much we learn from each other simply by trading war stories or even, you know, the personal side of it. And I think you're right. It's the people that come to this conference, a lot of them have been there 10 years in a row, and they wouldn't miss it for anything. It's their main thing they do each year. And, you know, the pressure's on us to keep building the content so that what they see each year is new, fresh, and relevant to their practice. And so far, they've been telling us we've been doing that, so that's really good.
Well, you hit it out of the park this year, and so you guys did a great job. One of the things that you do is the Sleater Group gives the awesome QuickBooks add-on awards each year, and you do that at your annual conference. So today, Doug, I'd like for you to just talk to me and talk to our audience about the awesome add-on winners this year. So if you don't mind, since we have just a short period of time today, why don't you start off by talking about your awesome add-on winners?
Yeah, so this is something we do each year. I spend about half of my year investigating products, learning about which ones are out there, which vendors are building what product and versions of them, and how they're applying their products to our eventual clients. So you and I are in the accounting services business, and we help our clients with their business. We think we know a lot about what our clients need in terms of technology. So I spend a lot of time, you know, surveying the market for these add-ons. Now, an add-on is, you know, simply a piece of software written by a company that uses the QuickBooks SDK, the software developer kit, to connect their application to the QuickBooks data. So they might be reading QuickBooks data out, or they might be pushing data into QuickBooks. So that's what these add-ons do, and they're always looking for, what does QuickBooks not do that I can do really well, but then need to trade the information back and forth between the software, their software and the QuickBooks application. So that's kind of what an awesome add-on is. We scrutinize these guys in a lot of ways. We look at the company. We look at the management. We look at the marketing, the practices. We look at the marketing that they do. We look at their product, obviously, in depth, and we care a lot about the design, let's just say, the human interface of the product, the usability, the appropriateness of the product to whatever market they're trying to attract. And we care a lot about how an add-on puts data into QuickBooks, because clearly if you have software that doesn't get the debits and credits right into QuickBooks, that would not be very awesome, because then this add-on would be just ruining your general ledger or whatever. So those are the kinds of things we scrutinize when we evaluate. This year, I think I evaluated 73 products. So this is a lot of people out there that are, and some great products. Even then, the ones that didn't win, there are some really good ones. But
that's amazing. 73 products takes a lot of time. I can see why you spend half your year, but that's a lot of time to invest in looking at all these products.
Yeah, it seems, Darren, that every week I've got, six different meetings with developers, and that's what I'm doing, is looking at it. Often it turns into consulting we do for the developer, because we have a lot we can help them with in terms of what they
sure.
need to do to become awesome. So, anyway, so you want to hear about some of them?
Yeah, let's kick off and talk about them.
Yeah, so the first one, we have this new category we developed last year, which is sort of a product to watch. It isn't one that we're officially giving an awesome add-on to award to yet, because it's too new, so it doesn't have a market presence yet. It hasn't really gone out and proven itself. But there's a product from Ink Magic, and it's InkMagic, just like it sounds, and that's their website too, InkMagic.com. Brand new, I don't know if he's released it since the show or at the show or whatever, but it's a simple little search product. So take QuickBooks, you imagine the screen with your homepage and all that stuff. Well, this just becomes a little search window, if you will, that you can type in search keywords into it and then search your whole QuickBooks file for any, phrase or set of characters you want. And simple, right? But if you know QuickBooks well and you've looked at the find and all that features, you notice that there's a lot of things you can't really find on. So this is a simple little application, and it does the search quite well. So that's
I saw this at your conference, and this was a cool product.
Yeah.
Again, you said it was simple, but it was a cool product. I like this one.
Yeah. It's funny. I tend to really appreciate the guys who create products that are simple. It's not the complicated, do-all product that impresses as much as it is the simple product or the simple implementation of a product that makes it elegant, and that's what I saw there. So, anyway, so then our first sort of real award for the awesome add-on this year is Method Integration. Do you know them?
I do know. I do know Paul and Danny and his team, and what a cool product. Kind of describe it for us.
Yeah, so this product is a web-based suite of customizable sort of industry-specific applications that connect directly to a desktop version of QuickBooks. So think of it as a web-based place that we can... We're getting a little bit of static on the line. Sorry about that. Don't know why, but anyway, moving along. It's a web-based application that connects behind the scenes to your desktop version of QuickBooks, so that on the web you could enter customers and invoices and whatever you want into web forms, and they get synchronized with QuickBooks on the back end. and the synchronization is almost instant if you want it to be. But in addition to that, then you can customize this web thing without being a programmer to add fields or add functions to your web-based application that go beyond what QuickBooks fields and functions do. And you can store all the data on the web, and the data that does match the QuickBooks data will be synchronized. So you have this ability to do vertical applications on the web, SaaS, software as a service is our term for the whole web-based applications. You have the ability to create your own customized application on the web that synchronizes with a desktop version of QuickBooks. Just amazing product. I love it. So anyway, the next one is from a company called Propelware called AutoFi. And this is just a little utility. And I always like to promote these little developers with this utility that the consultants need to actually, you know, manage the process of doing their consulting with QuickBooks or customizing a solution for business process with QuickBooks, and AutoFi is one of these. It allows the consultant to pull data from any number of sources, CSV files, all sorts of different file types, and put that data into QuickBooks, or pull the QuickBooks data out and push it into other formats. So it's this connection tool of data between QuickBooks and other places. So we really like the way that they implemented that. That's AutoFi, and the company is Propelware, Propelware. So look them up. By the way, Darren, you probably know this, the November issue of CPA Technology Advisor has all of these products listed in there, and you can see some descriptions of them and all. So if you want to get the November issue, you can go see all of these.
Yeah, they can go to CPATechAdvisor.com, Doug, and go under our magazine tab at the top, and the current issue and prior issues are up there, so they can certainly see those in there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if you were talking to me, Doug, a minute ago, but I got disconnected, so I apologize for that. If I didn't respond when maybe you asked me, so keep going.
Oh, well, that was actually great because I was just talking so much, nobody knew the difference. So I'm glad you're back. There was some fax line or something bothering us for a minute, but that's gone now. So the next one is a company called ExpenseWatch. ExpenseWatch.com is their website. And this is basically a web-based time and expenses tool. Allows you to put in your time and your expenses and connect them up with QuickBooks and all over the web. So again, it's one of these things where we're really seeing the development of SaaS-based products. Something like time and expenses are so important to be able to have the users, the timekeeper or the expense, the traveler who have the expenses. You want them to be able to enter their data in a way that makes the bookkeeper's job easy. And so that almost always means, well, give them a website they can go do something with. And that's what ExpenseWatch does. Next one is Mysis. So Mysis, this is their small business manufacturing product. Shop Floor Control is the new version 4. Well, actually, it's, I suppose, a module of version 4 of the SBM product. Now, Mysis has won in the past an awesome add-on for their SBM product, but I recognize them again this year. Even though these products can't win multiple times, this one came back because they implemented something that, to me, meant they almost created a product, a whole new product all over again. And that is, for a small business manufacturing firm, you know, Mysis does a good job of handling the inventory and the building and the in-process inventory and the costing and all that. That was what they had done well. But then what they added to it with this version is shop floor control, which means that I can actually look at the manufacturing floor, all the equipment on the floor, and all the other resources that go into making the manufacturing process go smoothly. And you can do things like schedule maintenance on a particular machine within the manufacturing site. And so it would schedule out the maintenance so that the manufacturing schedule and all the way through their MRP and everything knows that that machine will be down for 2 days, and so you can't schedule, you know, jobs into the into that machine for those 2 days and schedule it all out. And very well implemented, and it just fits very well with the rest of their software. Have you seen the MySys product?
Well, I have. I've seen them at your. I haven't used it, but I've seen it at the booths at your show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all your awesome add-on winners have it all together, but
yeah.
These guys seem to continue to go and go and go.
Yeah, they've been doing it for many, many years. MySys is the foundation of the Peachtree Manufacturing Edition. That was something they did, I think, last year. So they've really come along, and we like the company, we like the product. And they just keep adding to it. So the next one is Netfira. Connect Commerce is the product name. So you can see this at netfira.com. That's N-E-T-F-I-R-A.com. And this is a company from Australia who actually reached out to us about a year ago and said, hey, we've got this great product. We're going to bring it into the U.S., and they're from Australia. They've been running in Australia for several years now. And what this product does is it's just really unique among all of my add-ons, because what it does is it takes a completely new approach to the process of buyers and sellers buying and selling to each other. So I'm going to take part of the one example, for example. I'm a buyer, and Darren, you're a seller. You have that. Therefore, you are my vendor, and I am your customer. So I can, with the Netfira product, I can install that on my machine, and you can install it on your machine. For this to work, we both have to have it. It's a free application. It installs and it connects into our back-end system. So that back-end system may be QuickBooks, wherever my inventory is managed. So it might be QuickBooks, it might be Fishbowl, it might be ACPAC, it might be any number of products that I use for my back-end inventory management software. Netfira will connect into that, and it will so that's on my side. I'm the buyer. You also have yours connected into yours. You might not use QuickBooks. You might use ACPAC. You might use something else. I, as your customer, I don't care what your back-end system is, but I want to buy from you. So what I do is I use Netfira to look at what your inventory levels are of any item I want to buy from you. So I can go to my Netfira, I can look up product number ABC123, and it can say, oh, well, Darren has this, and here's the price, and this is how many units I have on, or Darren has on hand, and click here to order. So it implements a peer-to-peer connection between my computer and your computer. You don't have a website for me where I go and shop your shopping cart and all that stuff. Since you and I do so much business together, I want to just be able to say, oh, does he have it on hand? Click here, order it. And then you electronically get that order, and it goes into your back-end system, and you fulfill it. So it's a peer-to-peer.
So, Doug, is this business-to-business then is what we're really talking about, right?
Yeah, that's the key thing to think about from the consultant and accountant's perspective. The Netfira product works really well for business-to-business transactions. They are different from business-to-consumer. Business-to-consumer is much more in need of like a web store where there's this huge marketing site with pretty pictures of products and all that stuff. But this is a business-to-business thing. Since you and I already have a relationship, I just want to order more product from you. So that's kind of what it does.
The other thing that strikes me on this one, Doug, is that, I mean, if I buy from four or five different businesses, maybe a similar product, doesn't it allow you to kind of shop for the best price too, maybe?
Yeah, it actually, that's a huge feature of the product too, is that if I buy from Darren most of the time, but there's five other vendors I have that might have product number 123 ABC, those five vendors would show up in my search, and I would see the price they're selling it to me for and the number of units they have on hand. So I can basically automate the process of buying whatever I need from my supply chain, if you will, without regard to knowing, you know, which guy has it in advance. So it's a great feature that it also allows me to kind of compare.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Your competitor. So anyway, so the next one is forever I'm trying to find products that help turn data that we all capture into an accounting system. I want the data to become information. So this product is from a company called QVINCI, QVINCI, and that's their website too, QVINCI.com. And it's a business dashboard product. It connects to QuickBooks, so I can pull up QVINCI. It's connected into the data of QuickBooks, and it allows me to create a dashboard of charts and graphs and ratio analysis, all sorts of, well, let me just call it information developed from the data that's inside QuickBooks. So you could say it's a reporting tool, and I suppose you'd be right, but I think of it more as a dashboard that pulls the data that that the bookkeepers always are putting data in. It translates that into information that the management or investors or whatever need about the company. Really like how that's done. Have you looked at that at all?
Yeah, you know, I looked at it at your users conference and was incredibly impressed. I mean, this one really caught my eye. And I've been talking to them since I came back from your user conference, and this also runs in a hosted environment. So if QuickBooks is hosted out on CPASP or Right Networks or real-time bookkeeping, I'm not sure about real-time bookkeeping, but this will run in that model as well, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, it can work, and they had to do some work to make sure that would be the case. In other words, so that the hosted environments will work. So yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I knew they were working with CPASP, and at your conference, QVINCI and Right Networks kind of hooked up, and as of about a week ago, I know it's running there as well. So that's a nice added feature as well.
Yep. So we've got three more here in our limited time. This next one is one that is not a QuickBooks add-on. So I sometimes award add-on awards to companies who I feel are adding value to the greater process that we as consultants need to implement with our clients. And so this one's called ShareFile and ShareFile.com. And that's what it does. It shares files between people. So, Darren, if you're my client and I'm your consultant and I need your data file, I need some file, whether it's your QuickBooks file or your big Excel spreadsheets or any file you want to send me from your hard drive. Well, if your files are big, they don't email so well. And in any case, even if they're small, emailing files around with confidential information in it, in some cases, is actually not legal. And you risk a lot of theft or whatever of that information. So what ShareFile does is they've got a place in the cloud where you will upload in a secure way whatever files it is that you want me to have, and then it sends email notifications to me saying, hey, there's a file, click here to download it, and I can download it to my machine. And by the way, when I go and get that, you'll get a little notification, hey, Doug downloaded it, so that there's a positive kind of confirmation between the two of us that we've uploaded something and that the other guy downloaded it. Great system. We've actually, at the Sleater Group, and I think you have as well, implemented this for our whole member organization. So all members of the Sleater Group get a free ShareFile account on Sleater.com, and that's one of the benefits of being in our group. You're using it as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a great value add for the Sleater Group. And we certainly use it with RootWorks, our consulting company, and also with Rootin Associates, our accounting firm, and very impressed with ShareFile. And they do a great job. So, yeah, definitely something to look at.
Yeah, very well implemented. Great company. They're great to work with. So, the next one is Virtual Time and Expense, another one of these web-based products that allow me to put time and expense information in online, and it syncs up with the back end so that it handles, again, those remote travelers or timekeepers. Put your time in, tell it what job it's for, tell it all the information, and it goes into the accounting system. So have you looked at this one?
I have. You and I actually, you know, we did a webcast, and Virtual Time and Expense was one of the applications we talked about. I believe that webcast was in September, somewhere around September.
Or October.
Very neat product for an online platform for time and expense entry. It also has integration with QuickBooks, and can work in a hosted environment with QuickBooks being hosted. And so, yeah, really a great package as well.
Yeah, yeah. So our last one is another reporting area. It's called Expanded Reports, and that's X, no E at the beginning, but Xpanded, X-P-A-N-D-E-D, reports.com, all one word. And Expanded Reports, again, it's an application that links into QuickBooks, or actually it also links into Fishbowl, takes that information out into what I would call kind of spreadsheet-like, but super spreadsheet, like with pivot tables and all that information, so I can really get more control over what filtering and what columns and what I'm comparing to what. I can add in formulas that take this line times that line or whatever, so I can develop really great management reports from this tool. And one of the best things, Darren, is as we see this ecosystem of add-ons adding to QuickBooks, and then all the add-ons, there's hundreds of them now. Now what this Expanded Reports is doing is they're actually adding on to another add-on. So they connect to QuickBooks, but they also connect to Fishbowl, which is an awesome add-on from a few years ago. So we're seeing the ecosystem really develop with these add-ons talking to each other and adding value to each other.
Well, Doug, again, you've done a great job of picking the awesome add-ons, and you know, it's truly a valuable award for these companies to get, but also valuable from our listener standpoint, so they know who to go take a look at. And they know you've kind of kicked the tires and put it through its paces, and I think that's just a great thing, great service that you do for the accounting profession, the consulting profession. So thanks for doing that.
Sure.
We're out of time today, Doug, so anything that you want to say in closing?
Yeah, well, I just want to wish everybody a Happy New Year coming up here. We're in December. It was an incredible year. I think a lot of people have found that their businesses were under pressure this year for revenues, for clients, for getting clients to pay on time and all. And I would just say everybody needs to hang in there. The ecosystems are still working. I believe we've hit bottom and we're kind of coming back up. This is the time to talk to your client about improving their systems so that when their customers come back, their systems will be even that much more smooth. And so what I've tried to do is give you some awesome add-ons to consider, and that's kind of the job that you can do into the new year.
Well said, and I ditto those comments. as our listeners get forward to looking, or as our listeners look forward to listening to us next year, we're going to be talking about each of these products in our different podcasts. So, you know, we should suggest they tune in if they want to get more detail on each of the items we talked about today. Isn't that right?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, throughout our monthly podcast, we'll pick one of each of these guys and or one at a time, and or maybe two in one show or whatever. And we'll talk about them. We might even invite some of the developers in to talk with us so you and I can interview them and ask them, you know, kind of what customers get from their product.
Great idea. Well, Doug, hope you have a great holiday season and Happy New Year. And this is the last one for us. We'll do one more in December, and that'll be the last one for us this year.
That's right.
All right, Doug, have a great evening, and thanks so much. And I also want to thank, once again, our sponsors, ADP and SmartVault.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.